Hello and welcome to the broadcast August bonus episode of the broadcast. We're not even going to restart that. We're just going to keep going. I'm Colleen.
I'm Amanda. And I'm Shandy.
Welcome, everybody. I don't know if I mentioned this or not yet, but we're in the broadcast bonus for August.
Hooray.
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 These are all of the clips that some of the outtakes and stuff that was cut out of episodes from August. So episodes 5.5 through 5.8, I believe. We've got a bunch for you. I think we have 9 minutes worth of clips. Most of them are pretty short. There's only one that's a little bit longer, but I think you guys will appreciate this one clip when you hear it. But how's it going? Happy Friday. We all good still?
Ready for the long weekend.
Excellent.
So ready.
Fair enough. Amanda's going on vacation in hours.
Yeah, like 24. No, not 24. Well, technically, okay. So we're leaving tomorrow for Connecticut to drop the cat with my parents. And then we're going to spend the night there and then continue on to vacation. So depending on who you ask, vacation starts anytime between like now and Sunday.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Still vacation. I still can't wait to hear about it on our next regular episode that we are recording on September 15th. No new episode the week of September 11th. Throwing that out there again. I'm pretty sure when we recorded our regular episode, we said it like 15 times. And by we, I mean me. But stressing that again. All right. On to the first clip. Are you ready?
Indeed.
Okay, let's bring ourselves back to episode 5.5 from, I don't know, a million years ago. And this one is called Alex's Big News. Are we ready?
Ooh. Yes.
Okay, so where this clip comes in, before we start, and I will say, I'll note something so you know when the clip starts, but before we get started, let me set this up. So I got called upstairs by Jay because Alex had gotten out of bed or whatever. And, you know, I got the, hey, mommy, can you come upstairs phone call? So I did. You guys were talking. I come in. I interrupt you. And that is where we pick off. So ready and go.
I mean, I'm wearing a sweater.
Like, I noticed you were wearing a sweater.
Hey,
what the guys, hell?
Alex has something to tell you. Alex has something to tell you. Go ahead, tell them.
Hey, Alex, what's up?
I need pee-pee on the potty.
You need pee-pee on the potty?
No. What'd you make on the potty?
Poop on the potty.
Oh, even better. Okay. Better. Congrats, buddy.
She said congratulations.
Nice. Good job.
He just tried to thumbs up you.
Oh, yeah.
Good job. They're proud of you, too. That was why I guess he told Jay he had poo-poo, and Jay was like, in your diaper? He goes, no, for the potty.
For the potty. Good
job. I feel like you are being rewarded.
Because you're not even 2.5 years old yet. High five, buddy. Okay, that is the end of that clip. That was a big moment here. It's good times.
And it's just still so cute. The way he says poo-poo.
Poo-poo.
It's really cute.
I know, he has a little cute little voice. Did I tell you guys about... okay, so update on the situation. He was doing really, really great. And then, you know, he started back in daycare in a new classroom. And we told the teacher, we were like, hey, he's ready. He's going at home. And now, of course, since she started to try to potty train him there, he's not doing it all again. But we did have some really good couple of weeks. So Alex is doing very well, though. And I do not think that it will be a problem. I think by the time he is 3, he will be fully trained, knock on wood, but I'm calling it now because he is really good about it. So yeah, fingers crossed. This next clip is called Future Toast Material, and it's part of the same conversation we had after Alex went upstairs. It was just, you know, there was a lag in between, so they became two separate clips because I brought him up in the meantime. So here we go. And starting now.
Oh, man, that kid. Oh, I love him. That is exciting. I wonder how long that will be held over Zach's head that his little brother went poo-poo on the potty way before.
Maybe not now,
but I feel like that's definitely something you bring up at like a wedding toast, even a graduation toast. Like,
The teen years are going to be really brutal. They're lucky they're like just far enough in age where like they won't ever share a school. Like that can just be brutal.
Okay, so funny that this should come back up because Alex and Zachary were talking in the car the other day, and they were talking about when Alex goes to kindergarten and trying to figure out if they would ever share a school. And the only time they will share a school, we believe, is when Zachary is in fourth grade and fifth grade and Alex is in kindergarten and first grade.
And
then that's, I guess maybe
my brother and I, that's our,
I guess freshman and senior too. In high school too, then. So yeah, good times.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was that. This next clip is called, Why Are We Whispering? And here we go. Does anybody want to read it?
I don't know. If I read Andy's, then should you read this one?
Yeah, I think this one should be you.
Okay, I'll read it.
I love it when we whisper about this stuff.
It literally makes no difference.
Someone might hear us.
It still has to be cut out.
It just tickles me that we whisper. We do it a lot.
We do actually whisper it a lot. All right. And Kate says, all right, our next guest.
Sorry. I'll mute myself.
That's okay. End scene.
Oh,
it is really
moment.
Funny how we always whisper.
We really do that a lot.
Yeah. I'm gonna put some of that in the bloopers show that comes out in January. In December.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh, I love it. Look, I can't out. Wait.
Good times. All right. Yeah. So that, that's a little behind the scenes stuff that happens all the time. This next clip is called A Shandy Never Forgets. And it was taken out of the original show by request of Shandy. So here we go.
That did actually remind me of something that is not porn, but that I had been watching with Frank. And it's like all these shorts that were made in COVID, like right now.
Yeah.
With like, iPhones and whatever else equipment the people may have had, and like with, their family, or just, they had to like social distance. And now I'm, of course, blanking on what it's called. Has anyone heard of this?
Are you talking about? No, I don't. It's like people made videos, not like famous people, not like Quibi or something, right?
There's a lot of actual famous directors in it, but not everyone.
Are you talking about Quibi?
No.
Okay.
It was really good, though. Right, whatever, you can cut that whole thing out.
We can talk about it next week,
Do you want to just run? Like, you want to just pause it and you run and ask him what it was?
Yeah. Okay. It's really not that important.
I don't mind.
I am looking at his Netflix, though, but it's buffering.
It'll be in the bonus show.
It's really good, though.
Nice. Yeah, save it for next week.
All right. Just say thank you to Andy. Okay, I think that's the end of it.
Sometimes I'm just so inarticulate. I don't know if it's like a time of day thing or if just my brain just like doesn't compute. I did look it up. It is called Homemade.
Okay.
Ooh.
And the Netflix description is acclaimed filmmakers. So yes, they're all well known. Acclaimed filmmakers from around the world channel their creativity during COVID-19 isolation with this diverse genre-spanning collection of short films. Nice. And I recommend it. Yes.
Nice. I was really into that Quibi thing. I was like, but is it Quibi? I never actually did Quibi.
You were. I forgot how like hard you were selling the Quibi.
Which is kind of funny.
What is Quibi?
It's short form content.
Yeah. So it was a little, it was an app and it was all supposed to be short form content meant for people to watch while they were in line for something or, you know, it was geared towards, you know, quick whatever. And like a whole bunch of celebrities had stuff. Like even Nicole Richie like had something on Quibi. But like, yeah, it was like this whole big thing. And then the pandemic happened and people weren't leaving their house. So they were watching more, you know, regular episodes of stuff and movies, and you know, they weren't sitting there on their phones watching Quibi or watch, you know, yeah. It was meant to like for content for you to absorb while you were like out and about, and yeah, you know,
Quibi was supposed to like revolutionize the entertainment industry, it was supposed to like take over, and it just kind of plopped.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
But it was through fault
still,
of theirs.
It still exists, and it might still find its footing, but it was supposed to be this big, huge, splashy thing that was just going to upend how we create and view
content,
and it just super didn't do that.
Yeah, like it was supposed to take like what TikTok does and expand it into scripted stuff or whatever.
Scripted and like news, and it was just supposed to be a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems a little bit, I don't know, it makes me a little bit uneasy to think that we now live in a society where we can't even stand still for 2 seconds without watching something.
Yeah, yeah, there is that. It's like, what does that commentary say about what we value?
Well, you know something? Universe took care of that shit because we had a pandemic and people stopped going to stores.
That's true. This afternoon, I went into a Sephora, which is the first time all pandemic I've been in like a large enclosed store. It was a little weird. It's like I kind of forgot how we do it. I like walked in there, they had like things on the floor, so I wasn't sure if I was supposed to like stand on them, and I kind of walked in and just kind of stood there, and they were like, do you need help? Like, I'm like, can I just walk around? And they're like, yeah. It's like, cool. It was very weird.
Oh, I'm glad you survived.
I did survive. My pride, however, questionable.
moving on. This is the one clip that is a little bit longer than the other clips, and you'll understand why when we start playing it. It's called Not Only Is She... ... And it was one of those moments in which, you know, I struggled. And you'll hear it. All right, here we go.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, that was the end of this clip.
I'm sorry, I forgot what the rest of the email was about.
Okay, this is the end of the previous clip. Sorry, let's just roll with it.
So now I can't even see it.
I did too, which is why I was hoping you would just get us out of it. Okay. I'm the worst. That was the end of the last clip. Now we're going to get into Not Only Is She, I really hope. Okay, here we go. Not only is she, you know, the third ever female vice presidential candidate. She's also the first black and first Indian candidate. Or I think Twitter is saying, is it Southeastern Asian. I've seen it a couple of things on Twitter. Should I say South Asian instead of Indian?
I feel like that's probably more. I mean, Indian is more exact. Like her mother is from India.
She is Indian.
I think that's fine to say. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll just say it real quick. Sorry, I'm going to re-say it just for the, because I know I sounded like kind of like So, you know, not only is she the third ever woman to be on a president, as nominated as vice president, I'm sorry, to be on it.
You've got this.
Not only is she the first woman.
Oh, when you mute yourself, not the first woman. Video anymore.
Not only is she the third woman to ever be, you know, on a vice on the presidential ticket. No, she wasn't the. Not only is she the third woman to ever be, you know, appear on a major on a ticket, a major presidential ticket as vice president. What did I say the first time? What did I say? How did I word it?
Because I know was fine. It was perfect the first time. No, yeah, yeah. Not only is she the third woman to be nominated for vice president. Yeah. On a major party?
On a major party. I think it's because that's how I said it. So yeah. not only is she the third woman to ever be nominated on a major party ticket, she's also the first black woman and what?
For VP.
Okay. Not only is she the first woman to be... not only is she the third woman to be, I might just say half black, half Indian, and then just keep the first one because I don't know what I said, but it was fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was fine.
Okay. Okay. So that was a long, that sometimes happens when we're recording, and that was an example of that. And the outtake that you guys got was the original one. So we wasted a whole 2 minutes. Would really, it didn't have to be.
But we got this great bonus clip.
Yeah.
We did.
Not only is she the first half black, half Indian nominee on the as a vice president, she's also the third female nominee on a major party ticket.
Fourth.
No, third. No, female
vice on a major party ticket.
Third female vice presidential nominee on a major party ticket. Fourth woman on a major party ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
Math. Got it.
Well, is it math, though?
Sure. In my world, it's math. Carry the one.
Awesome.
Carry the one or put them in little boxes in like a grid form.
I do like grids. I do like grids.
Well, apparently, this is like the new way.
Yeah.
I know. Mandy knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right. We are almost done. All the other clips are short. This next one is called Coughing Away. Here we go. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, careful.
It's so weird. I tested negative for COVID, but I still have this fucking cough a month later. It's allergies. My children both have allergies. They both have coughs from allergies, and I know this because Zyrtec clears them up for 24 hours. And then after 25 hours, they're coughing again, and I'm like, all right, here's the medicine. I got to get more Claritin. Anyway, so that clip is in there, actually, because I never talked about this on the main show, so it's a bonus exclusive. But about 6 weeks ago, I was at the dollar store, and there was a woman without a mask that was coughing, and this was a Thursday, and on the... Ooh.
Sorry, that's like a airplane or something?
Airplane, cool. So that was on a Thursday, and then on the following Sunday, I got, like, cold symptoms, and I was... very achy and whatnot, but I never had a fever, and I had been sneezing a lot on that Friday and that Saturday. So I, you know, my first thought was, oh, you know, whatever allergy was making me sneeze is probably like coming out now. And then by the end of that night, I had like aches and pains. So the next morning, I was lucky enough to be able to get a COVID test. I had to go to urgent care, which then recommended me to go to a place. So $75 later, I was able to get a test. Yay, healthcare. And, the funniest, but it was all negative and I did feel better within, you know, a couple of days, but I had that cough that lingered on and whatnot. But, the part of this story that is, you know, the part that I would tell if we were, you know, doing a regular episode is when I got to the testing place, it was two very nice women, the doctor and the nurse, and, you know, I was like, so I've never had a flu test before. Like, I don't know what the nose thing is all about. And they were like, seriously? And I was like, no, I'm generally, you know, not flu susceptible or something because I've never had it. So the nurse the nurse did the test. The doctor held my hand. The nurse like counted as they like did the thing up the nose. She was like, you know, she was like, okay, I'm going to count backwards now. Four,
nope.
Three, two, one. And like, you know, the doctor was like I was in labor. The doctor was like, breathe, just breathe through it. It's okay. Breathe through it. It's like, this is service. So anyway,
nope,
it wasn't that bad at all. Actually, it didn't
hurt. I don't know. That sounds terrible.
It didn't hurt. It didn't like, it didn't make me uncomfortable. I've seen okay. Jay get a flu test and then immediately vomit on the nurse. That happened once at urgent care. So I've seen my fair share of flu tests. Zachary's had a couple, you know, but yeah, good times. It was my first up the nose and it was fine. All right, moving on. This next one is called My Pillow Revelation. Here we go. My parents bought all of us My Pillows one year for Christmas. I mean, all of us, including me and Jay separately, like one each. And at that point, I didn't realize that the My Pillow guy was like a super MAGA. And they was like, yeah, they, you know, they advertise them all the time. And, you know, they have cable and I don't. So I didn't realize it. And then when the My Pillow guy was, you know, in the like coronavirus briefings, like he belonged there or something, it kind of hit me. I was like, oh, they advertise, meaning one of the few sponsors left on Fox that's not like, you know. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, Amanda. Yeah. New pillow. Yeah. Go.
New pillow.
I don't know why that's in there other than that's an example of shit that I cut out for time. Don't get My Pillow. Anybody that's looking for a new pillow, get the one Amanda had. Don't get a My Pillow.
Yep, yep. Coop all the way.
Yeah, grab them by the...
I don't know. Coop, co-op, the...
Coop, cope.
Coop.
Cope. Cop.
They're good.
Coop.
Get that one.
So we're still good? 4 days later, we still like our pillow?
Yep, yep. Happy customer.
Awesome. Nice. All right. Two more left. They're all both quick. And then we are done. The next one is called Spooning. And this was actually an outtake that came from our live patron show for August. You know, that show went so long that I needed to cut some stuff out. So here we go. Going back to the chat here. JP said, I seriously can't snuggle facing someone. I get claustrophobic. I'm destined to be the little spoon.
Oh, JP, I'm not claustrophobic about that, but I'm very claustrophobic about a lot of things. So I feel you.
I like to be the big spoon because of the whole pregnancy pillow thing. I'm so used to being the big spoon for my pillow that I don't know how to be the little spoon anymore. I don't even remember what it was like before then. Anyway, I don't know if...
No, I like to be facing out.
Yeah. I always worry that I get stinky breath by the morning, so there's that too, I guess. Anyway.
Everybody does.
As you can see, that's why that was cut out. It was a lot of fat, just trimming the fat. Just cutting it down where it needed to be cut down. Still concerned about stinky breath. Still face outward. You know. The end. JP, good on you. Thank you for the feedback in retrospect. And then finally, the last clip we have is called All I Remember is the Incest. Here we go. Do you guys know what this is about?
No, but I can't wait to hear.
I remember. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Okay, here we go. Like the incest was. Here you go.
Exactly.
And start.
Also, like, hashtag incest?
Oh, no, they're not. They're not, like, biologically related.
Doesn't matter. If you're raised as siblings. Doesn't matter.
It's better than, like,
spoiler alert,
in the attic. But they never did it.
No.
Because don't forget, Luther loses his V-card. Yeah, in the first season to that chick after he was at the rave, spoiler alert. And what's his face is like, I liked you better before you got laid.
That sounds familiar, but I don't remember the details.
Yeah.
All I can remember is the incest.
Good times. We were talking about Umbrella Academy.
Yes. Right. And I stand by that. If you were raised as siblings, doesn't matter if you're biological siblings or not.
All right.
Stand by it. Also, if you change somebody's diaper, at no time should you later on, even when they are of age, have a sexual relationship with them. These are some of the basics here. I agree.
It's
the morals and the ethics of it. Yeah.
Just saying. On
that one. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, kind of weird. You know, it's also weird that part in Twilight where the teenage vampire or the grown-up vampire dude, not vampire, werewolf, Jacob the werewolf, you know, the little baby is born, Renesmee, whatever fucking name is. Yes. And then, you know, he's like, I've imprinted on you and I'm in love with you, baby. And you're going to be a grown-up woman in 2 weeks. And that's not fucking weird. So anyway, you know.
And the whole book tries to explain to us how that's not creepy. Yeah. Did a but whole it's presentation still creepy. On that.
Oh, yep. Glad I gave up on Twilight.
Yeah. Cool.
That sounds terrible.
It is. It's still creepy. Just saying. Anyway. But I disagree, though. I don't know about the Luther, what's her name thing. What's her name? Allison thing. I don't know. It could be. I don't know.
Make an exception in like a Clueless situation where you were step siblings for a very short amount of time.
Oh,
and
not
small children, but.
Look at you with the Clueless references. I love it. It's like the way I used to reference One World on The Tribe all the time. I was contracted, like contractual obligation to reference
One World. Oh my God, that's right. Forgot about that. That's great.
All right. Good times. On that note, everybody, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed our bonus clips, the entertaining and the non-entertaining ones, but we made it through. See, aren't you glad you didn't have to listen to it in the real show? Just saying. But you will rehear all the Kamala stuff with beeps in the middle when it comes time for the bonus stuff. Oh my God,
I can't wait. It's going to be so good.
All right, everybody. Have a great long weekend. Have a great week in general since we won't talk to you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a patron. Thank you to the patrons that contribute at a certain level, and that would be Eckhart Rickner, Tack from Tokyo, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Greg the Gray, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. Thank you, guys. Thank you all. We appreciate it. We hope you have a good week. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye. Bye.